Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things, so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hello guys, so this is a conversation about my upcoming masterclass, Right Time, Wrong Place. While obviously I'm talking about an offer that if you're interested in, send me a DM or just purchase it, you'll see all the information on my Instagram. But other than that, this is also a very powerful conversation, even though I'm describing the space. I'm also sharing some really powerful and thought-provoking perspectives with you. So I thought I had to make this a podcast as well. So with that, enjoy and jump straight in. Hello, everybody. I have an unplanned impromptu live here today to discuss what I'm dropping today on Instagram. If you're on my email list, you would have already seen it. I have a new masterclass coming out. I'm so excited about it. It is called Right Time, Wrong Place. Right Time, Wrong Place. This is going to be such a powerful discussion. This is something that I've been ruminating on, experiencing in my own life, trying to get a handle on in my own life. And I think that one of the biggest dilemmas and challenges that as humans that I've noticed that I've struggled with myself and that I notice so many other people struggling with is how to know when your environment is what's holding you back versus when you are holding yourself back. So that's why it's called Right Time, Wrong Place. This is going to be such a powerful container and space to have this conversation in because, as I said, this is really close to my heart. This is really close to my heart. I have had so many challenges and experiences where I have been trying to figure out what does this experience mean to me? What does this experience mean for me? Where am I? Where am I outgrowing my environment? And where is my environment outgrowing me? Just like if you can understand the distinction between those two very subtle yet powerful differences, and you can clock that within yourself, your ability to navigate as a human being through your life in a way that eliminates resistance and allows you to really embrace and continue to follow your intuitive pulls, to continue to embrace who you really are, when you can clock that within yourself, it is huge. It is absolutely huge. Which is why I think this conversation needs to be had, because I know like it's not only something that I've navigated myself, and I'm still being absolutely transparent with you guys. This is a lesson that keeps coming up for me, and it's come up for me over my lifetime. I've seen it come up many times, and every time it comes through, I just get deeper and deeper. Like I get more and more deeply immersed in what this means for me and in what this experience is here to show me. Because for me, like breathing and just continuing to like lean into the unknown and continuing to just like just go for it, lean into the fear, lean into the uncertainty, this is to me as important as breathing. It is something that if I'm not doing that, I don't feel like I'm living. And therefore, that is what I focus on all the time. 24/7, 7 days a week, I'm always bringing things back to myself, and I'm always questioning who I be, what do I desire, and does who I be align with what I desire? And through that process, there is many beginnings and endings. There is many beginnings and there is many endings. And that can be in terms of experiences, opportunities, careers, like moving to a different country. And in particular, what I'm going to be focusing on is relationships, because relationships mean so much to me. They mean a lot to me. And I value relationships from a place of I want. I used to value them from a place of need. Going back quite a few years when I was younger, I really got onto this journey of personal development through my own struggles and through taking radical responsibility for what I was currently experiencing in my life. And I went from being a very needy human being who wasn't giving love to herself to really grounding into deep levels of self-love and self-trust. And as I said, this keeps getting deeper and deeper for me every time. And through that process, I've had many experiences of having to make a decision, coming to a crossroad and wondering what is the right way, what is the way that aligns with me. And I want to be clear and also say that in this conversation I'm having with you, I don't believe there is a wrong way to do things. I think that the way that you do what you do will always work out. It may be a little rough around the edges, it may not be what you expected, it may not be all of these things, but I genuinely believe you can't fuck it up. However, there is many options out there. There is an infinite amount of realities in which you exist as an infinite amount of expressions of who you are, and there is a universe that exists where you are being who you really are. And I believe in, you know what's funny too, I believe in perfection, but not to the point of how many people would interpret that, what I'm about to say. I don't believe in perfection through this lens of like falseness, through this lens of meeting, like eliminating whatever it is from our lives. I actually believe in perfection in terms of being completely in flow with life, no longer resisting life, no longer trying to control life. That to me is perfection, and that goes hand in hand with the deepest levels of self-love and self-trust. So on this journey, there is going to be many times where we come to a crossroad and we have a decision to make. What decision do we make? Which decision's right, which decision's wrong? They're not the questions. The question really is, which decision aligns with what I desire for myself? And it can be very difficult to decipher what's coming from your like spirit, from your who you really are, and what's coming from this egocentric consciousness, this concept of self, this idea that we're trying to maintain. And it can be difficult to decipher what's a reaction and what's a response. And this discussion that I'm going to be bringing, this fucking thought-provoking, expansive container, is going to be an opportunity for whoever the fuck is called to come into this conversation, to be able to clock, to be able to recognize within ourselves where we are outgrowing an environment and not allowing our environment, where we're trying to control our environment in terms of as we evolve or as we are on our particular unique journey of, you know, really focusing on, you know, expansion. You know, we don't want things to be the same. We want to keep evolving. We know there's something there, you know, we know there's something there and we want that. And we're trying to figure out what that is. And we're on that journey. You will change. You will see things differently. If you commit to this, you will completely reinvent your reality. And the truth to that is that as you reinvent your reality, your reality around you, which means relationships will crumble, will fall apart, will separate, will no longer be aligned. And that is part and parcel of being committed to your soul purpose. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, we do have so much conditioning and stories that we tell ourselves about these human experiences that are absolute hogwash and that keep ourselves stuck with these stupid stories that we've conditioned and programmed with. And we, you know, we're on that process of giving ourselves permission to make up our own rules and to live life our own way and to see things through that lens of love and compassion and understanding and not through this lens of judgment and criticism for ourselves and for others as well. So I think this is such a powerful, potent, transformational conversation, because when you can clock and understand what the difference is between you trying to control your outside environment because you don't want to let go of things, You don't want to let go of not even people or relationships. It's actually stories about those relationships. It's stories about what you think that means about you and what you think that means about somebody else if your relationship is changing and if you're growing in different directions. It's actually those stories that you're telling yourself that we don't even realize we're like gripping onto. And when we can recognize the why behind what we're doing, the why behind why we do what we do, the decisions we make, why are we making these decisions? Where is the source of that? Like, what's actually driving us to make these choices? When we clock this, we will be able to recognize when we're making a decision based off being attached to our concept of self, which means holding on to environments that do not serve us because we are actually more attached to maintaining a concept of self than we are committed to our evolution as a human being and becoming and allowing ourselves to be who we actually are. And versus when your environment is outgrowing you. This is the flip side of that. Sometimes things are shifting around us because we are unwilling. Again, both attachments to concept of self, but they express very differently. Are you the one that's holding on to shit that doesn't serve you anymore? That is not allowing yourself to have what you want because you know in your mind you're like, this is what this person needs, but that's not what you want. And you're keeping yourself in environments. It's the right time for you. It's the right fucking time for you. You are on the cusp of your evolution. You're sitting on the edge of the fence. And you know deep down what's right for you, but you're still sitting on the fence. You're still not allowing yourself to take that jump and go into that unknown space. And that's not to do with anyone else not being good enough for you. That's to do with you not leaning in and not being willing to let go of the concept of self. This will mean I'm a good person. This will mean I'm a bad person. This means something about them. This means something about them. We're always making fucking stories. We're making up so many crazy stories. And yeah, being able to clock this and recognize within yourself, holy shit, it's the right fucking time for me. I'm in the wrong place. Or is it the wrong time, right place? See? Is it the wrong timing, but you're in the right place? Because maybe you're trying to like, you're not being honest with yourself. You're not being fucking honest about where you are, about who you really be. You're caught up in your own bullshit and your own lies and your own stories. And that place can be really confusing to be in, but you have to stop looking at yourself as just your thoughts. You have to stop looking at yourself and who you think you are as just the conscious things you think about, because your environment will tell you more about who you really are than your thoughts will. Your thoughts are the meaning that you place on things around you, but whatever is being attracted into your experience is mirroring to you all the time who you're being. So if you're like, I'm doing the best I can and I'm such a caring person, but then no one wants to fucking hang out with you. Are you really? You know, are you the victim? Or perhaps you are expecting people to show up a certain way for you. Perhaps you are, you know, trying to control the situation. You know, perhaps you are not fun to hang around with. You have to get honest with yourself about these things, and you have to realize that whatever you're attracting into your experience is literally mirroring who you be right now. And who you be isn't set in stone. This is a choice. Who you be is a decision. It's a creation. It's an evolution. It's a commitment to being who you really are here to be. So when this is the conversation, which side of the pendulum are you on, and how can we bring this together, and how can we bring the duality of this conversation together in order for us to stay on track with our internal compass, with our intuitive knowing? How can we allow ourselves to expand with our environment and not keep trying to control the environment because we think, oh my God, if I outgrow people, I'm bad, or I think I'm better than people. All these crazy stories we tell ourselves. What if you just allowed yourself to follow your satisfaction, your peace, your pleasure, your desire? What if you stopped making your life wrong and what you desire and want for yourself wrong? What if you just fucking allowed yourself to enjoy your life? Because guess what? What I see around me all the time is people not allowing themselves to enjoy their life. They feel bad, they feel shame, they feel guilt. I know, I've experienced it too. The conditioning is very strong. But what if we allowed ourselves to have what we really wanted? Wouldn't we be better humans? Wouldn't we be better humans? Because we wouldn't be expecting other people to show up a certain way for us, to be a certain way for us. We wouldn't be needing things from other people. And when we don't need things from anyone around us because we realize that we cultivate what we desire and what we need, everything we need is inside of us. When we realize that and we cultivate that and we get intentional about this relationship we have with ourselves, our external environment will shift. And if you desire something, your desires are strong. Desire is very strong. That is a message you're sending out to the universe. But you're not aligned with that desire. You're currently not being. You're not being and embodying what you would need to be and who you would, like this version of you that you need to embody in order for you to receive that desire. You will receive the lessons that you need. You will receive the hard conversations, the challenging moments, the difficult relationships. You will receive these. This is a gift from the universe because you desire, you know you desire more and you have this intention, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. And the stronger your soul, the stronger your like purpose, the stronger who you really are is bursting out. If you have like a tough spirit inside of you, you might even have a tough ego as well. This tough the concept of self, there might be a little bit of an internal war going on. You will receive things that do not seem like gifts. You will receive all of these challenges. And if you stop looking at them as problems and start looking at them as opportunities and start seeing yourself as more than just what you think about, because guess what? It's not the things you think about consciously that you need to shift. That's just who you think you are and who you think you are. That's not who you really are. That's just thoughts. That's just thoughts. That's not who you really are. So what you're wanting to access is not what you're consciously thinking about. Because what you're consciously thinking about and focusing on is just based off your concept of self. It's your idea of who you are leading yourself. You can't keep following that because you're going to keep maintaining a concept of self. You have to have the courage to realize, holy shit, you have to be a devil's advocate with yourself. What if I am just a bitch? What if I am this? What if I am selfish? What if you actually started questioning, asking yourself difficult questions, but like got curious about it and kind of detach yourself? Like, it's almost like viewing yourself in third person. That's such a powerful like process and a powerful way to like realize things about yourself, to actually experience yourself in third person. I do this all the time. I replay things and I refine and I always reflect on why I say what I say, why I do what I do. It's not from a place of like, this is just a natural process for me. I enjoy this process because it allows me to refine and to continue to bring intentionality to who I be in every moment. To who I be in every moment. That's what that allows me to do. My phone just kind of went a little dark, so hopefully it's not... Oh. Okay. And by the way, I'm going live in my online community in about 10 minutes, the Human Design Library. So this is very impromptu. Impromptu, I don't even know if that's a word. But essentially, who you be, who you are, is not your conscious thoughts. It is everything. It's the unconscious things as much as it's the conscious things. It's the things that you're not questioning are the things you need to question. The things that you are questioning are just questions that have come from these underlying concepts of common sense that we have not done an assessment on. We haven't aligned our idea of who we are. We haven't designed who we think we are. We've been fed, we've been conditioned to think in certain ways about certain things, and many of us have not questioned that. We keep reacting from this idea of who we were taught we were from other people, and we haven't gotten intentional about who we be because we just think, oh, it's who I am. It's just who I am. But that's just a mechanism we use. These are just thoughts and ideas that we hold to keep us comfortable. They're not actually based in truth. They're just based in comfortability. We're so used to that. We're so used to this being who we are. But what if there's more? What if we are more? What if we are more than what we think? What if just what ruminates and what goes on in our mind is not who we are? It is just an idea. What if? Question that. And for me, one of the biggest things was realizing that my environment was my greatest teacher because I am my environment. I am my relationships. I am everything around me. So I started assessing myself and getting honest with myself by not just
questioning what I think, but questioning what my environment looks like. What do my conversations look like? Why do people not feel like they can talk to me about this? Why this? Why that? Why this? And I would always be filtering it back through to who I be, who I be, who I be. And that's how I got intentional about creating. So our relationship to our environment, to our relationships with other people is one of our biggest opportunities to witness the truth of who we are, to get honest with who we are being currently, so we can meet ourselves where we're at and then build from there, build our foundations from there. If you're not being honest about who you be right now, you can't build anything real. You can't build anything true, because you're not building on foundations that even exist. You're building off bullshit and lies that you're teaching, you know, that you're feeding yourself. I've been there, I relate, okay? That's why I'm sharing this with you guys. You have to meet yourself where you're at. You have to learn to be okay with who you are right now. And you have to realize that you need to respect who you are right now, because who you are right now is also who you want to be. Who you are right now is also who you want to be. And if you keep putting yourself down and you don't prioritize building an incredible relationship with yourself, because every other relationship is based off your relationship with yourself, if you don't prioritize that, you will feel like you are a victim to everything. You will feel like you're getting rough shot after rough shot, and it's fucking exhausting. It's absolutely fucking exhausting. So yeah, this conversation is going to be a fucking game changer. As I said, if you're on my email list, you would have already gotten early access. I'm going to be putting some slides up about this masterclass, because this conversation and when you can clock this within yourself is a fucking game changer. When you know how to navigate your environment and what is actually to do with you and what is actually to do with other people's realities, and you can separate, wait, this is a me thing, or wait, this isn't someone else thing, and you can focus back on yourself, you will allow yourself with time to just continue to flow. You'll stop holding on to environments, to relationships, to things that do not serve you. And you'll also recognize when something that you thought didn't serve you was actually an opportunity. That you are actually being called to expand, you're being called forward, you know? And that's why this is such a fucking powerful conversation, because holy goddamn shit, guys, the amount of lessons and experiences that I've had that have brought me now to having this conversation is literally insane. And I just think it's so cool that we get to have these conversations and share these moments and share this with other people, because you know what? Like, it's a fun time. Like, I mean, I'm all here for life experience, but it's really great when you can enter into conversations with other people and they can give you the lessons that they got from their experiences, so you don't have to go through that yourself again. It's like, that's what's so cool about it. We get to like co-create our lives with other people, and we get to create who we are based off the decisions we make. So anyway, that was my discussion, my little chat. I'm going to get off here because I'm about to go live in my community. And yeah, peace. I'm so excited to bring this offer to you guys. I will be sharing more information in my stories, and yeah, it's going to be in a couple of weeks. So I'm really excited. Okay. I'm going to finish up. Bye guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram, check out my page. I even have a TikTok going as well. Go to my platform, see what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.